This is episode 1046. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I want to welcome you to the second part of our seven-part series we're exploring this week on self-care. And this is by special request. And it's an important topic that we often overlook. But how you feel about yourself and how you care for yourself impacts everything you do, everything you think, and of course, your relationships with others. And so it's important, as this listener requested, to learn to experience your own self-validation rather than waiting for others to approve of who you are or letting others' thoughts and impressions of you influence how you feel about yourself. In today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation you can repeat as you meditate today and as you go about your week. I encourage you, I challenge you to repeat the affirmation in the morning to help you focus on what you're trying to do for yourself this week and to repeat it a few times before you go to bed at night, so that you carry this into your sleep. And also, you might put this on an index card and place it somewhere where you're likely to see it, maybe on your nightstand or your mirror where you get ready in the morning. That way, it's going to remind you of what you're doing for yourself. It's going to remind you of all your intentions for this week. So with that, I want to share with you a little research from a psychologist, Deborah Kochaba. And in her article in Psychology Today, she wrote a seven-step prescription for self-love. She said, self-love is an action, not a state of feeling good. Now, in this article, what she talks about is self-love as being dynamic, not waiting for yourself to feel good about yourself or influencing your thoughts so that you think, well, if I just think this way, I'll feel good about myself. A lot of times, that doesn't always happen. What happens is when you take action, you're more likely to receive inner validation that, yes, you are pretty great, and yes, you can feel really good about yourself and accomplish what it is you need in your life at the moment. So self-love is a state of appreciation that grows from actions, and these actions support your physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. So by repeating this affirmation, engaging yourself, you are more likely to experience an actual sense of self-love, self-respect, confidence. You know, one of the benefits of meditation that people are often surprised when they begin a meditation ritual and they're noticing that they feel more confident. And this is a great benefit from meditation. We often think of it as, oh, it will help me sleep better, or it will help me manage stress. Well, I am here to tell you that meditation is going to help you feel more self-confident so that you take the steps you need to take to care for yourself. So I am happy to share with you the affirmation for this week that I encourage you to repeat several times as you sit down to meditate today. Repeat this affirmation out loud using the power of your voice. Repeat it in a whisper and notice the subtle difference, and then mentally repeat it, bringing it in to your meditation, into your day, as you mentally repeat the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I nourish my needs. I nourish my needs. Now I want to tell you just a few things about this affirmation, how I came up with it. Well, I want you to consider this week as part of your challenge, to think about what you take action on. Do you take action on things that you want to do, things you desire, or are you taking action on things you need, things that will support you, that will get you the results you want in your life? Really consider this. So now it can be hard to determine whether something is truly a need or it's simply a want or a desire. So the difference between a want and a need is that a want or desire is something that's temporary. It's fleeting. It's something that you might impulsively want. But a need is something that sustains you. So a want won't always likely give you any kind of benefit. You may want things that, in fact, are not good for you. So when you think about what you really need for yourself in any given moment, and we did a mindfulness meditation in yesterday's episode, you can head back over there if you want to be guided using a mindfulness meditation technique to really understand how you're feeling in any given moment in time. So a want can take you away from what you really need. It can sideswipe you, take you off the path to what your true inner nature really represents. And so the way to know that it's a need or a want is to become very attuned to yourself. So how are you feeling? What triggered that feeling? Where do you experience that in your body? Does it cause you physical pain, or do you feel tension or tightness in your stomach? These are clues as to whether or not a want or desire is really going to give you the benefits you want in your life. A need will give you a sense of feeling fulfilled, to connecting you to who you really are. So when you consider the needs, then you'll feel as though you've landed upon a truth for yourself. It just feels good within you. So consider your true inner nature, what you represent, and your values. This will let you know the difference between your wants and your needs. So go ahead and take this affirmation, I nourish my needs, to remind yourself of what you need in your life, not necessarily what you might want in the moment. Take this into your meditation, meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high point. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And if you'd like to be guided in full guided meditations that last 15 minutes to an hour, whatever you choose, you can explore those on my website at sipandom.com. That's at sip, just like sipping tea, S-I-P, and OM, O-M. You might say OM as you end your meditation. There you'll find a membership site called Slow Down Nation to help you slow down. And I invite you to 2 weeks, absolutely free, to try Slow Down Nation. You get instant access to over 1,000 meditations there, as well as a private group for just Slow Down Nation members, and a journal that guides you throughout the entire week so you can go a little deeper with the series, and a slowdown guide for each series with all the techniques listed right there. So if you forget, what was that technique she did? It's organized there nicely for you. Again, you can find that at sipandom.com. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.